Welcome back to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcast. I don't know if you can hear it, but it's storming outside. There's thunder, there's lightning, and I thought, what better moment to record a new episode than right now? I was actually drawing, and it got so dark that I had to stop, even though it's noon, so I thought that was the perfect moment to start recording a podcast episode instead, because it's something creative and I can stay in this creative mode while also doing something productive. The title of this episode is somewhat weird. It's maybe a little confusing, maybe a little surprising, but it definitely has to do with the last topic that we talked about. In my last episode, I talked about finding your North Star. So basically, the one thing guiding you and the one goal that you really, really, really want to reach. And this time we're talking about your why. Your why is incredibly important because it's the driver, it's the motivator behind what you're going to accomplish. If we know our why, if we know why we're doing something, it's easy to motivate us, or easier at least. It's easier to stay disciplined because we have something driving us. And the title of this episode is somewhat weird, but it's effective. Let's say you want to lose weight, a very simple example. You want to lose 5 kilograms. And then you ask yourself why. Then you want to feel more comfortable in your body. That's like the reason. Then you ask why again. Why do you want to feel more comfortable in your body? And if you constantly ask why, and you do that 7 times, you get to the bottom of why you truly want it, and you get to an answer that is going to be so profound that it surprises you. Because if you just ask yourself why first, you might get a superficial answer like, oh, I just want to look better. But when you dive in deep and you really sit down and ask yourself why 7 times, whew, you're going to understand that there's a lot more behind your desire. And I just wanted to leave this little exercise with you because it really helped me to get to the bottom of why I want to be successful, or why I want to express myself creatively also. And I just wanted to share this with you. So maybe you remember that 2 episodes ago I talked about my new art project. I committed to 365 days of art, so being creative every single day, mainly drawing. And I have to say, after a little more than a week, it's going great. I thought this was going to be a pain in the ass, to be honest. I thought I had to like literally force myself to do it every single day, but I was so surprised because I actually enjoy it. So I was so far gone that I literally thought the one thing that I've always loved, drawing, would be something I had to force myself to do. And that's why I'm so grateful for this decision and this experience, because it's teaching me that I really have a passion for something that is easy to incorporate into my daily life for me personally. So I can only encourage you to look out for your passion, you know, to really make it a priority in your life. And even if it's just 3 minutes a day, there was one day I literally had 3 minutes and I drew a little bit and it was fine. And then again, the next day it was 30 minutes and it varies daily. And of course, also depending on the weather. No, but seriously, commit to one thing and see where it takes you. And in order to motivate yourself, dive deep on your why that's going to drive you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. And I will catch you very soon. Bye.